So quickly, I'll just show what this kingdom is all about and this system he has given to us in terms of us laying aside our own personal needs there and getting ourselves involved with others, all right? But the way God wants to walk in our lives. So quickly, it says, verse 32, fear not, little flock, it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So he tells us how this thing operates. He said, number one, sell what you have, which means take from what you have in order to be able to give alms. Now, we are doing this here, and it's not just something you do for 21 days, but as a lifestyle. Take from what you have. Please, I said this midweek service, let me say it again. The challenge is not go and look for people that have needs and make sure you have found people with needs, then write pastor to tell him what these needs are. Because that's what seems to have happened last week. People started out well, then I think because of something that happened, everybody said, writing me, pastor, there's somebody, no. Well, they've stopped now because I said during midweek service, I'm not reading those mails again. All right? Because the thing is not go and look for. We all can find people with needs that run into billions. My own table as it is full. As you see me like this, my table is full. All right? So it's completely full. I have people asking me school fees in America, school fees in Canada, school. It's what? Full. I don't need to know. All right? So if you say, well, there's some, I want to show this, there's some confinement in my life. God, I want to pray. He said, listen, this is how you start in the kingdom. Take from what? Even if you have 500 naira, there are people that 500 naira is a miracle too. All right? Put up the first testimony. Let me just read what one lady sent to me. Very powerful. All right? And we do it like we did last time. And she said this. She, all right, says, thank you for teaching us practical steps to Christianity. I write to share my testimony on the 21 days challenge. I listened severally to the message on Sunday the 14th, and I prayed to God to show me how I can serve him, all right, my service to humanity. On Thursday the 18th, I was really uncomfortable seeing flashes of this guy, to speak to a guy I usually see at the junction of Kofu Abaomi by Reddington Hospital, very close to my office. I was a bit scared because I wasn't sure about his mental state, all right? Okay, I literally heard what you were saying in the message. If you have to walk around your street looking for who to help, there are many hungry people out there. Then I said, okay, I will go at around 3 p.m. Then it was like I heard a voice saying, do you want him to be hungry till 3 p.m.? This was around noon. So I braved up and went. I am saying Christianity, then what is Christianity? Just all this story. Getting there, I kept a safe distance, not knowing what to expect. I greeted him and said, my name is Joy. He immediately responded with his hand on his chest saying, I'm Michael. And she went, wow. I was surprised at his response. I engaged him in a long conversation. He said he used to be a cleaner in the hospital. I asked if I could hold his hand and pray with him. He obliged. We did. And then he said, I'm a believer. Then I reached out and gave him 1,000 for food. Pastor, you should have seen the smile and surprise on his face. He said, you mean you gave me money for food? Do you know I have not eaten since morning? My heart skipped. I told a colleague about him. She gave me 2,000 for him. The next day, I visited and gave him a new shirt, the blue shirt in the picture. And she sent me photographs, but I'm going to put the photographs up, and encouraged him to be tidy and cut his hair. He can now look good. Pictures attached. And you should see the pictures between when she met him, all right, and when first time she met him and now. And just 2 days, the chap's face, brightened up. Sir, explaining why he's dirty, he said he sleeps on a plank by the fence of Reddington Hospital. His only means of bathing is under the rain or when security guys in the hospital agree to give him water very early in the morning to bathe outside by the fence. My colleague is working on him getting access to the Catholic Church at Musa Yaradua, and that should be an indictment that his Catholic Church, we are saying. Do you see what I'm saying? Musa Yaradua, so he can be having his birth there, and we plan to give him food items regularly. So we are also trying to help him get a cleaning job or anything around. So they are working there to try to help and to transform, all right, the life of that particular person. And this is what all right, this challenge is about. So you start out that way. And God said, I will respond. Quickly, let me just explain this. He said, I will respond to you. And he says, and when you do that, you provide for yourself a bag which wax not old. It says bag somewhere, but bag in some places. A treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, where no moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about with truth, and your lights burning, and you yourselves like men that wait for the Lord. When he will return from the wedding, cometh and knocketh, you may open quickly unto him. So God says, start doing this. Next thing that happens is, all right, you're going to get a visitation in your life. He's going to knock, and he's telling us the kingdom system here. It says, then what will happen is a bag will be provided, a treasure in the heavens that fail not. What is this treasure in the heavens that fail not? All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 6 tells us, 2 Corinthians 4 from verse 6, that God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. So the treasure is the light that comes in. God shows you something about your life. And he says that the excellency of the power, so it will fail not, may be of God and not of us. So God shows you something there. In the midst of all this, I say, well, I had needs. He opens your eyes, you see something, and you want to get into this kingdom, all right, operations. Now, put a second testimony. Let me read it before I conclude on what I want to say. Second testimony here. Put it up quickly. Now, there's a gentleman that was in debt. And he said, some months back, my wife and I sent you mails to you in distress regarding a terrible 48 million debt situation. In the course of this situation, I haven't stopped being charitable where I can. And I've written off debt owed me, though very little compared to what I owe. I recall a situation in April with a friend who I knew was going through tough times, and he asked me for a loan of $150,000 to get his business going, with a promise to do a monthly payment of $30,000. It didn't make sense that the friend asked me for such amount because he knew I was in financial mess. I did all I could do to raise that money. 2 months down the line, he struggled to pay the monthly agreement and could only pay back a total of $20,000. He started avoiding me for shame, until I called him and told him I knew exactly how he felt and wrote off the debt of $130,000. I did not tell my wife this event because it was at a time our son couldn't go to school because he couldn't afford the fees, which was about $80,000. So today, 25th of October, some days back, I got a shocking call from one of the major people I owe. So he wrote off my debt to him, a debt of $9.78 million. And I have been crying all day. I said this, whatever you want men to do unto you, the same do to them. It is particularly shocking because I have been locked up for days at Sars Ikeja. This is what justice is, all right? This, what I say, righteousness is justice. Remember the man that was forgiven much? He refused to forgive somebody. They said, you are an unjust guy. All right, justice. God works through justice, that he gives you the opportunity to be righteous in the sense that to practice justice, to increase somebody's salary, to give somebody, so that as a just God, when things happen in your own life, they won't be that they circumvented. What we are trying to do is that, right, we're trying to say favor means that God has been unjust in his dealings. That's not what favor is. God will not be, even when he forgave us, the Bible says that he might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. In other words, that he justified us in a way that he wouldn't become unjust in justifying us. In other words, it was because he got somebody else to pay that he could release us. Not that he decided to release us, because if you do that, Lucifer too can come out. All right? And it says, as in Adam, one man did it to us, another man has the capacity to reverse it. For you, the sin nature was inherited, was something that was bestowed, so the new nature can be bestowed without you working for it. So it's a just system. Now, once you understand that, in fact, it's just that we don't like it in Greece, but once you understand this, that when God did not accept Cain, and Cain, what God said, I'm a just God. If thou doest well, wouldn't you also be accepted? Now, when you understand the just God, then you understand that, all right, there must be a reason why somebody else is doing very well and somebody else, that justice is here. So let me close your hands. So he said this because there was something the creditor said. It is particularly shocking because I've been locked up for days in SARS Ikeja, only Zone 2 on his account. He gives me the most pressure and got my major bank account frozen till date. And out of nowhere was the call today. He said some encouraging words and told me to pick up my life and start again. Powerful. Like, look, go and start your life again. I release you, all right, from this debt. And how do that? Because God gives you the opportunity also to do things for other people. 20,000. That's what we're saying. All right? You help to meet other people's needs there. I mean, this person that they released from the hospital bed, but like some of these things, the amount of money is not too much. All right? And somebody released them off the bed. It says something. That's what God is saying here, that you understand that system there. It says all this other thing. Because if you don't understand that system, you put the kingdom into operation and you're not walking in justice, you block everything from happening to you. You block everything from happening to you. All right? You just block everything from happening to you. Okay? So it's very important that that kind of system is in place. So let me close with what this kingdom is. It says the kingdom of God is as if a man will cast seed into the ground. And this is what it says, you understand. And will sleep and shall rise night and day, and the same will spring forth and grow, he knoweth not how. For the earth by itself bringeth forth, or of herself bringeth forth, first the blade, the air, then the full corn, and when the harvest is come, immediately he putteth in the sickle. All right, so he says the kingdom of God is like a man who is a farmer. And that's why he was saying, consider the lilies how they grow, they toil not. In other words, it is the ground, the earth, that causes, and the rain that causes the growth of the lily. It's not the lily in itself that is propelling itself. All right, things there are doing that. So it says you also operate by that system, that I will give you light. Right, that light I give to you about your future is the seed, which is my word that I want you to plant into your life. Now, how do you plant it? Your heart is the soil. God's word should be planted, then it begins to work. Once it's planted, then the earth by itself will cause what has been planted on the inside to grow. So if God, and this is where people miss it in the confession message. When people say, well, I confess, it didn't work. All right? Now, confession and the declaration of God's word, first of all, works on the inside of you. And when that obedience has been complete on the inside, then the confession begins to work on the outside. What am I saying? When things only happen on the outside, when your heart is in perfect agreement with your mouth on a subject matter. So if God tells me, let's say this is an impossible thing to speak to this, all right? He says, speak and you, this monitor will just go up in the air and hang there. And I've never had that kind of experience in my consciousness. But God shows me that this is what I want to do. So there are strongholds. Strongholds are things in your mind, right, based on past programming that make it impossible for a man to accept, even though he knows this is what God telling him this, to accept the will of God as a real possibility in his life. So I say to this monitor, go up into the air and hang there. Now, because I've never experienced it before, when I say it, I don't believe what I'm saying will happen. My heart is not persuaded that what I am saying is actually going to happen. And once the heart is not there, for it's with the heart a man believes and with the mouth confession. Once the heart is not in agreement with the words that are coming out of your mouth, then you haven't yet get to the place of power. So what do I do? What I do is that I understand that the next set of activities, and that's what it means to cast the seed into the ground, is with the word of God, is not going to be to transform anything on the outside. All these activities are going to be to bring me into a place of persuasion on the inside concerning what God has said to me. Once I get persuaded on the inside, then I start saying it. I can say it on the outside before people, after I'm persuaded. But the first set of confession is not for anybody to hear, but for me to hear. You understand this? So, the word of God is there. I must cast it into my ground. Yeah. Just look at yourself as a farmer. Then I can have a farm now in my house, and I can be doing other things. So what I do is I dig, I plant the seed. In the morning, I water it, I go to work. In the evening, I water it when I come back. Morning, I water it, I go to work. Evening, right? I am not the one going to cause what was planted to come out. The earth will cause what was planted, or it's planted to come out. When I go to work, I'm not thinking again about the seed there. I'm not worried about it because I've entered into rest that is the earth going to cause that thing to come. This is what God is saying, right? So he gives you the word there, so you start declaring it, right? At the beginning of your declaration, heart is empty, mouth is full, life is empty. You start saying it, do not expect life, first of all, to change and be full with the heart still being empty. So as you start declaring, the word of God as a two-edged sword starts, first of all, going on the inside of you. So you dedicate, like a farmer says, before I go to work, 20 minutes I'm going to spend watering this. So I'm going to stay with the word of God here, confessing those scriptures to myself and look it. That's what it means, your loins to be gathered about with truth, your light burning. Right? And when I'm declaring it, meditating there, I'm having visual expressions there. The word of God is entering me, painting pictures about my life right on the inside of me. Now, these pictures can be about me starting a company, having a big company, but I'm still working somewhere. I continue going to work while I nurture that seed. You don't, listen to me, an entrepreneur is not someone who resigned from his job. A businessman is not someone who has a business card. Are you following what I'm saying here? You are in business when you are in the world of commerce. You must have entered into that particular thing. You can just, you know, people just say, I'm resigning. Let me tell you this. Why you just resign? Suppose I'm going to ministry, I'm going full-time. If there's nothing ready for you to be fully involved, be part-time. Because outside bodily health, financial lack and debt is the most disturbing thing. If they are looking for you for money, confession will be very hard. If there are financial pressures, all right, it will be, listen, it will be very difficult. So don't go and expose your heart to unnecessary trouble. If you are being paid somewhere and you say, well, I'm going to have, you start confessing, go back and walk in righteousness, in faithfulness in what you are doing. When you get back in the evening, confess what God has said concerning you. Let it get on the inside. He said, after some time, the air, its things now start showing up. Right? Things begin to happen. Right? Which is nothing you forced. Relationships, things. When the harvest is come, in other words, when, all right, all what you have done has now produced something on the outside, then that's when you say, I can resign from my job to go after this because there's something substantive I'm going for. Not that you just say, I'm resigning into emptiness. This is why people fail. And then they start saying that their heart has not been established. So you sit down with it, all right? I put out communication on Monday. I put out again on Monday and send it through sales and everything about how to do this. And then you are declaring that and declaring to yourself, which is the form of meditation on God's word, all right? And what happens is it starts getting into your heart. So nothing changes in my life, but my heart begins to grow. The assurance begins to grow. On Monday, it was here. By if you are faithful, and you've got to be faithful, you've got to understand that it's not what goes into a man's mouth that defiles him because it doesn't enter his heart. It's what comes out of a man's mouth that defiles him because that is what enters into his heart. So it tells us how something gets into the heart. And then it tells us we should guard that heart, for out of it comes the issues of life. So whatever you want to get into your life, get it first into your heart. When it's in your heart in abundant measure, it starts coming, all right, automatically into your life. How do I get in abundant measure? He says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his lips. which means your belly. The same way you eat food and your physical stomach is satisfied from what you eat physically, your spirit gets satisfied by reason of what comes out of your mouth. And with the increase of your lips shall your heart be filled. So the same way, if you eat more, you get full. You meditate more, the thing gets more into your heart. The increase there. So you spend time doing that. And then you leave it. Once it gets in, every time you spend confessing it, you are watering. Every time you spend confessing, you are watering. Now, what's the second thing that now happens? He says, let the people praise him. Then you put in the praise there. He says, then shall the earth yield its increase. And God, even our God, shall bless us. So once you start praising and your heart is established in something, all right, and start singing, you see that fulfilled, you go to God in worship in a very personal way. It is not a worship that you are driving with your own energy. It's something that is coming out of revelation that is being stored inside your heart. So he says, this is the kingdom of God, all right? Getting your heart and your mouth in agreement with God, finding out what God has to say about it and putting it on the inside. He says, once you start doing that and you're walking in righteousness and in justice, so there's no hindrance on the outside, all these things shall be added unto you. So you can open your mouth and declare that God has caused all grace to abound towards me, giving me sufficiency in all things. And you're painting that picture right there on the inside. And it gets established that I will live my life on the earth with no lack. And you see yourself abounding in every charitable donation all over the whole place. You are doing that. All right, and it gets established. Then the opportunities for that to happen start presenting themselves to you. That's what it means. The opportunity now begins to present themselves from your heart. And as you start responding to the opportunities there, so the opportunities begin to present. This person has put it in his heart. He doesn't even know the business he really will go into. He thinks is this. But an opportunity, the earth by itself brings it forth. And an opportunity is presented to him, all right, to do something. And he does it. Let's assume that someone just said, well, we need diesel, you know, can't you do that? And he was thinking about something else, and he supplied diesel to tankers, and he made money, and he looked at it, and he looked at it. There are many big diesel players that's how they started. And decided, okay, I can do this, all right? And someone said, you did it very well. Why don't you meet with my friends? That means the earth is yielded in Christ to you. That means the earth by itself is presenting to you the opportunities. That means the earth is the one opening up the doors. Not that you are trying to force it. Do you get what I'm saying here? The earth by itself. That's what he said. The earth by itself. So somebody suddenly says, you know, I've done work, puts in the word of God into his consciousness there. After some time, all right, the earth by itself presents something. Right? Someone just says something somewhere. Ah, let's call this guy. Ah, can you do that? I remember in school you used to do it. Yeah, okay, I can do it. And then the earth begins. And then the opportunities begin to come. All right? And because he's versed in righteousness, in justice, he deals with that thing with integrity. He deals with it with equity. He says, I cannot do a shoddy job there. All right? It comes to pricing. He says, this is what my conscience will allow me to price on this particular thing. And this is the kind of excellent work I'm going to do because he is a just man. Right? And the combination of that and that kind of, because if God opens the door and you behave like a thief, the door will be what? Closed. You understand what I'm saying? So walking this thing here, all right? But you know, you are confessing massive things. Somebody is looking at you, what rubbish is that? All right? Charge them more than that. What nonsense is that? Charge them out. What kind of people are there? But you know, look, this is what justice is all about. And you do that kind of work, and the man looks at it and says, you mean this is all you've got? You charge me this? And your quality of work is this? He says, don't worry. All right? And your confessions now start working, all right, on the earth. And so what happens is God now begins to have avenues through which, and then things begin to grow, and things begin to expand, and try doing all right things. Look. But when you now become partial, right, you close doors on yourself. Because when they call you and say, please, that one is one-sided person. You close doors on yourself. When you do things and there's no excellence in what you are doing and you know, none of that, everybody just says, go. Huh? Alright? Just says, let's pack the load and go. So these things with your confessions mixed, alright? Now we are human. We like people, we don't like people, but it is what? Justice. Alright? And let me tell you, if you're employing people, the less you interfere, the better it is. So when God says judgment, when you start, you know, in Africa, we don't do judgment and justice. All right? We do partiality and all kinds of things. All right? Everybody knows no man past man. That's what causes the problem. All right? Because we live in a society that if you become something and your classmates don't eat from it, all the hidden secrets that you have kept from school, they will bring it out and destabilize where you are. So it is better to say, okay, this is five. Be eating the five as an act of justice while we, all right? Let witches and wizards just show up all around the whole place. Even relative will tell family history on social media. So the best thing is just be drinking water and calm. So sometimes, that's what I said here, to understand equity, to understand what? Judgment, to understand. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. By the power of your spirit, we ask that you establish us in this truth, expand it within our consciousness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening.